Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Today we just called a quick press conference to discuss the changes in New York State election law. We've had several, and what we wanted to make sure is that this really impacts city residents, and particularly our African American community and the minority community. That a week from tomorrow is the primary, June 25th. We wanted to make sure everyone understands that. We wanted to make sure that everybody knows that. In many cases, this is the election. There is not a Republican challenger. There is not someone that they can vote for in the fall. And so we wanted to, with this kind of unprecedented change in the election law, to turn the elections over to the June 25th. We wanted to make sure everybody understands that the polls will be open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. as usual, that we are here at the board all week for anyone who needs to vote via absentee ballot. I believe we're going to even have late hours this week. Is it tomorrow and Thursday? We'll be here till, is it, what time is it? 7 o'clock. If you need to come by after work to grab an absentee ballot, we'll be here. You know, this hasn't happened in 50 years in New York State that we've had this primary. We also wanted to make sure everybody understands we are going to have early voting this year. It's just not for the primaries. It's going to start for the general election, where we have 9 straight days of the ability to go vote. On those days, you can go to the sites, which we were excited that we have 37 polling places within Erie County, which is the most in any other county in New York State. Commissioner Moore and myself, I'm very proud that we came to that number. If you look at Rochester and Syracuse, two other comparable cities to Buffalo, they only have one site in each of their cities. In our city of Buffalo, we were able to have 10, one for each councilmatic district, and then one here at the Board of Elections. So I'm excited about that. It also allowed us to be able to get some serious funding from the state of New York to cover the costs of this effort. To the point where I believe it's going to cover most all of the costs this year and hopefully next year as well. So with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. I'm excited that you're all excited to talk about election reforms, and we'll start with Spectrum since they asked us to meet today.
Okay, so how do you think this early primary is going to affect voter?
You know, it's too early to tell. You know, we're hoping that through, you know, us, we're mandated to make sure we put the polling locations in several newspapers. So we've done that already. We're hearing from a lot of candidates anecdotally that a lot of people don't know that it's going to be election day in 1 week. So we're hoping that people, you know, see the signs. And again, it's not a countywide situation. It is for some minor party things, but there will be some activity happening throughout the county.
Also, there's the new legislation in the law. Now employers must require employees X number of hours to go and vote on company time while getting paid. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, at this point, I'm hoping that is going to kind of be tweaked by the legislature, because it also, at this point, includes our staff here at the Board of Elections. So I'm not quite sure when I'm going to be able to have our election staff leaving for 3 hours in the middle of election day. So I think that's going to be tweaked, but we did receive our information from the county that we've had to post that. People really hopefully just use some common sense for this activity, because you know, they're supposed to ask for the time off from their employer and schedule it with them a few days ahead of time, and hopefully people are going to be able to use some caution and common sense. I've heard from some principals and superintendents of school that they're having some issues with teaching. I mean, how do you have a teacher leave 3 hours in the middle of the day, an administrator? So it's a difficult situation that I hope the state legislature takes another look at.
And the other thing you mentioned is politicians are saying to some of the guys that are running, or women are running also, People don't know that primary day was changed from September to June. It's been in September for the last number of decades.
Yeah, since 1969. So, I mean, this is just another way for us to kind of try to get some attention to the fact that, particularly in the city, that many of these races will be decided 1 week from tomorrow. There's councilmatic races, there's county legislature races, people really need to go out and express their voice.
Why was the change? Why from September to June? What was the rationale behind that?
Well, one of the things was that we wanted to make sure that we didn't have multiple primaries, which cost more money, which we've had for the last, I think, decade, where we've had a federal primary and then a regular New York State primary. So we wanted to combine them into one date, and the only way we can really run the election to have it all happen in a way that the election law will make it work is by doing it in June. And so, however, as we always do throw a wrench in things, the state Democrats recently have moved our presidential primary next year into April. So next year we will have an April presidential primary in New York State, but we'll also have a June primary that will combine the federal, the congressional primaries, and the state primaries. So we'll be doing the same thing next year, but we've added the presidential primary in April.
How's this going to affect the board? I mean, snapping the day of primary, are you all set for that?
We're all set for that. We've got our we've done a really good job of trying to get more inspectors plugged in and involved than ever before, and they're excited and ready to go. You know, at this point in the past, we've been petitioning at this point in June, not, you know, out running an election. We've been actually processing petitions towards the end of June and early July. So this kind of moved the whole process up by 3 or 4 months right away. But well, we're here at the Board of Elections in a governmental setting, so I don't really want to get into the political side of it, but it has made people move things up a lot faster. Some people are telling us that they feel that it favors the incumbents, that they feel that it favors organizations. That may well be, but everyone has to change their calendar now. There's really no downtime for people to have the November election and then, you know, take 5-6 months off. I mean, everybody is out. Understanding that everyone's got to move up their calendar, and I would think that the state legislature is going to change their calendar as well to reflect this. The Assembly and Senate are meeting right now. Many of them could have primaries next time, and that election schedule is going to have to be shifted to reflect that.
Do you think there was a lot of confusion during the whole petition period? It seemed to be so much complaining about people circulating petitions in the cold or anything else. Did you see what kind of effect did you see?
I think anytime you do something for the first time, there's going to be a glitch and there's going to be issues, there's going to be concerns, and there's going to be ways to change things in the future. And I hope one of the other takeaways that people across the state are able to speak to their legislators about is maybe moving the petition process a little deeper into the year so that it's not dark at 5 o'clock and people are not answering their door after 5 o'clock. So governmentally, I would hope that they would take a look into that, because when they changed the signature requirements, I think that was part of the concern. There were a lot of upstate counties and elected officials and people who were saying, look, we can't get these signatures because it's dark at 5 o'clock. And our people are just not opening their doors. And we're in rural communities where houses are a mile apart sometimes, and it's just difficult. So I think the legislature will take all that into account next year when they are looking to set the political calendar and make some changes, because I think that could be one that helps everybody you know, have a better chance of making the ballot. I think it's actually a little lower is what we're hearing. So it's not increased. And I wouldn't even say it's decreased. It's about a little less than we're used to seeing, but it's still early. We have all week to get these absentees back, and we actually have till like Wednesday or Thursday to receive them. They must be postmarked by Monday, I think, in order to send them. But that's another change in the election law that we'll see next year is no excuse absentee balloting in New York State. It has to be passed by a referendum this year. Statewide, it was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, but now the state referendum has to change the state constitution. And then we will basically have paper balloting in New York State, which we also think could be helpful to getting more people to vote and participate because they can opt to have a paper ballot instead of having to be sick, ill, infirm, or out of the community.
And then an increase or decrease for just voter registration?
We haven't really seen too much early, but then when the petition season started, a lot of people go out and they do some voter registration. So we've started to see an uptick in it as we get closer to the primary.
What are you thinking for Tuesday? Is it going to be decrease in turnout because of these laws? I mean, aside from the fact that it's probably going to be not a lot going on throughout the county.
I think because it's the first time, it's going to be hard for many people to realize that it's on June 25th. So I think you may see a decrease in turnout. But I can't tell you what I don't have a crystal ball, but I would think that given that it is the first time that you may see a decrease in turnout for the primary. Although our primaries have traditionally been low turnout, so I don't know how much more low we can go.
Governor Cuomo said this would help save the Board of Elections money. Have you seen that that's the case?
What would help save the Board of Elections
money? The change of the date?
Well, it's going to, given that both primaries next year will be combined, it will certainly save the state and the local Board of Elections money that we don't have to have a separate federal primary and a state primary next year. But as I said, the state Democrats have put the presidential election on a separate day based upon the ability to gain more delegates in the delegate process based on the national party rules. If states hold their primaries earlier, they're allotted more delegates. And so I think that what our state party chair wanted to do was maximize New York's presence at the national convention. And so by doing that, however, we're having a separate primary nonetheless.
Are the hours changed for primaries for the other counties? It used to be Erie was the only upstate county with 6 AM. Have they changed for the other counties?
I don't think so. I think that's all the same at this point. But there was something passed where other counties can open up at 6. I can't speak for them. You'd have to check into that.
Is there any parties or any races that your party is watching?
Well, again, we're here at the board, so I didn't want to put my chairman hat on. But there's obviously some important races for the county legislature. And city council, as I said, many times these elections in the city of Buffalo are decided at the primary. And so we're hoping that people, hear this message, that they understand that 1 week from tomorrow the polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and they get out and have their voice heard.
Jerry, you've listed several growing pains that you've experienced with these reforms. Are they still good reforms that are going to increase turnout?
I think so. Everything has to change in order to be more efficient and in order to keep up with the times. I guess what we have to do is we have to see how it goes. Anytime, as I said, when you do something for the first time, you're going to have some issues. So last week when we talked about the early voting, we said one of the things we really need from the community is cooperation and participation, whether it's becoming elections inspectors for the first time in your life, whether it's getting involved, whether you own or are part of a nonprofit that would like to host early voting for 9 days, let us know. We've got to have locations that are conducive to getting the most people to come out and vote as possible. And we have that now, but I can imagine that some of them aren't going to want to continue to do this. And we may be able to find other groups if they reach out to us and say, hey, we'd like to have 9 days of some kind of activity out of our community center or our church or our fire hall. It's a way for people to have some revenue come into their structure. And so participation is important. That's kind of what we've been asking people for. And, you know, we've never had lines here in Erie County, and we've always administered our elections very efficiently. And we don't have the issues in New York, like New York City has, or other large cities where people are waiting in line for an hour and they can't get in. I don't anticipate that happening here again, but if there is a holdup at your early voting site, this is the first time. We're going to do everything we can to make it as efficient as possible, but we really need that input from the public. If they see something they don't like on election day, they can call us, especially next week. If there's something they don't like, we've been very proactive on making sure our sites are all ADA compliant moving forward. We have site coordinators that go out all day, and their job is just to be checking on the sites. We've really done a really good job of making sure that our translators are at the polling places that they need to be at, not just for Spanish. As we all know, we're a growing community with Arabic interpreters that we're going to need at the sites, with Spanish interpreters, with all different kinds of people helping this out. And we need interpreters. We need people to plug in and get involved, understand how their elections are being held. As our community gets more diverse, we need more diverse inspectors and interpreters.
Jerry, do you do off-topics at all?
I can do anything, but is everybody done with the June 25th primary?
Just one other thing about that. You mentioned that there would be 37 early polling sites for the general election in November.
Yes. In Rochester and Syracuse, they only have one site.
In the city of Buffalo. Why is that?
Well, obviously we have a larger population, but I think it all depends on what the bipartisan commissioners want to do. And thankfully, Commissioner Moore and myself were able to come to an agreement and a plan with our staff, who I just can't say enough good things about, is our staff. The minute we found out that this early voting was a possibility, we were put into action to go out and plan an early vote, as many early voting sites as we could find. So we were very proactive, and our staff was very hardworking right off the bat to identify these sites and identify the best places to go vote at and be able to have this many sites. I can't speak for any other board. It was very important for me to have as many in the city of Buffalo, because that's where a lot of our population is. The law is written so that you're making sure for every 50,000 people there's a polling site. So I'm excited that we were able to get one in each of the councilmatic districts in the city. And I think Commissioner Moore realized that that should be a reality as well. Anything else? Well, sure.
Redistricting topic has been in the news lately, especially with NY27. What do you think is going to be the future of that district when it comes to redistricting?
I mean, anyone can speculate on that. I think there's many different ways that the congressional lines could be drawn now that there is a full Democratic government in New York State. If that continues in 2 years, it'll be very, very interesting. I mean, I can't speculate on what that would be, but we also have a county legislature that needs to be redistricted in 2 years as well. So that's another, I guess, question that we might want to come to at some point.
And the other topic is David Bellavia potentially running for Congress. He hasn't come out and said anything specific on that. But, in NY27, is there anybody that the Democrats can put forward that could be competitive against that?
Well, again, I don't want to get into political questions here, so I really don't want to answer that, but I guess we will find out soon enough, especially with the earlier election cycle. People are going to have to start moving around a lot sooner. I mean, that's another thing that we're seeing with the early voting, or with the change of the primary, is people are not stopping their campaign if they're unsuccessful. They're continually going out and vote and running. If they don't win, they're still out there moving around, and it's partially because the whole cycle's moved up so quickly. So there's less time for you to continue getting out there campaigning than there is than there was before. You had to wait until September to have a primary. Now it's June. So
is there a change also when you make your change your party registration? Is it October?
Well, the state party is asking the legislature to allow to allow more Democrats to get involved in the in our primary. They're allowing people to change. Was it 60 days or 30?
There's a couple back and forth.
They're trying to allow the ability to become a Democrat as close to the primary as possible. However, what they're trying to say is you must remain a Democrat for 4 years. You can't just change and then after the election change back to whatever you were to kind of, you know, participate in whatever primary you feel like. So in many ways, I think that's a good thing to allow more people to get involved. They're still toying with some of the details, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, 25 days that they have to that they have to make that change. But I think that's the only kind of change that they're correct.
That these efforts were made before when there was a Republican Senate. So what's the philosophy? What is the reason you think that these changes have occurred now with an all-Democratic government?
Well, that's kind of getting me into more political hot water at this table. But I just think in general the Democrats have been pushing for a long time to kind of make our elections more open and more accessible to people. I mean, if you look at some of these reports, we were near the bottom of the states in participation, and that something's got to change there. So I think when you saw a complete takeover of Democratic control of the whole government, they felt they had to act and move and act quick.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.